Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended as and shall not be construed or understood to be legal advice.
Stop texting your ex. Our family wizard mitigates unnecessary conversation between co-parents by helping them organize their schedules, expenses, and so much more.
And if you fall into the category of high conflict relationship, then you will benefit immensely from our Family Wizard's communication features, which can be court monitored and are 100% safe.
Our Family Wizard is here to make co-parenting easier. Sign up for their free newsletter to get co-parenting tips and tricks that will get you through this holiday season. Visit ourfamilywizard.com/notsuck.
Don't put yourself in a situation where you are going to be crying in a bathroom.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce. This episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're in this season of doing so much for other people right now, especially if you have kids. I mean, my God, your home is probably covered in presents that you've wrapped for them. My home, I can tell you, is covered in glitter because I made a mistake of buying wrapping paper that is glitter on it. And so now every square foot of my living room is full of glitter, which is my own problem. But in thinking about how much we do for other people, I think that it's really important that we take a minute and we look at, well, what are we doing for ourselves in this world where self-care flies all over the place and we don't really know what that means? Does that mean we do a face mask? Does that mean we go to for a walk? Are we going to the spa? What's self-care? Well, I'll tell you, for me, self-care means taking care of my mind and going to therapy. In fact, I have therapy later on today. And I cannot tell you the gift that it has been for myself to take that time out, even in the weeks when I feel like I don't need it and I don't want to. How much better I feel when I have that dedicated time to unpack whatever is going on, whether it's stuff from the week, stuff from way back when, things that I'm worried about. You deserve that. Then your children deserve for you to be the happiest and healthiest person that you can be. So if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. You guys, BetterHelp is entirely online. It was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your own schedule. All you have to do is fill out this really short questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. This literally could not be easier. So in the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/notsuck today and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/notsuck. Okay, this is a first in How Not to Suck at Divorce history over here. We are flying by the seat of our pants, one of us literally, because while I am seated right now in my office, Morgan is driving, possibly flying. I don't even know where you're going.
I know. This is totally a first. This is one of those things where it's the holidays. We are so busy, but we really do want to get a last episode out before the new year to help people. And I have 1 hour between court and going back down to my office for new meetings that I could record. So this is a first. I'm in the car and I'm being safe, and no, I am not on video.
No, you are just driving and I am here listening. Meanwhile, I've got meetings that I've had to move because my older son decided that today was a day where he didn't really want to go to school. And because I have other things I have to do, I decided not to fight it. And he's going into school later. So I've got a child sitting in the other room reading / most likely watching YouTube. And here we go, folks. So little peek into our lives and how we do things. You guys are always our priority. So we're doing a short episode today, a mini episode, if you will, on 6 things you can do to help you doggy paddle through the next few weeks if you are in doggy paddle mode. So whether that means you are pre-divorce and you're just trying to get through the holidays, or you're going through it and you're navigating the delicious path of co-parenting during the holidays, which we all know can be a real struggle, or maybe you're post-divorce and the holidays are still just an icky, tricky time. We've got you. You can do this. And here's what we have to say. So we did this where we each have 3 tips and tricks that are tried and true that we know will work. So Morgan, I'm going to let you start with your 3 tips for getting through the holidays.
All right. I can't wait. Okay. So, you know, these are not necessarily legal tips, but they definitely dovetail into legal issues. So I put them together of what I'm seeing lately with my clients to help you maybe maintain your sanity. So 1, what I want you to do, and I'll get more into them after I tell you the top 3, is I want you to be setting your expectations of how the holidays is going to or may go and be flexible. That's 1. 2, I want you to keep busy, make plans, make new traditions. And finally, 3, I want you to do your best to try to limit any family gossip so it makes it more enjoyable for you this holiday season.
Okay, so let's start with distracting and making plans.
Okay.
Got any suggestions there?
Yes, I do. So you may be pre-divorce and you haven't done anything yet, or maybe you're in the middle of it and things are really new to you. So start thinking about maybe new traditions that you can make to keep yourself busy. If you have kids, keep them busy. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be huge money makers or, you know, outlaying money. What I am saying is make plans, because what I found with my clients is that the busier they are and the busier the kids are and getting excited about things that may not cost any money, like driving past Christmas lights and putting hot chocolate in the car, the more busy you are during the holidays, the more that you're not focusing on the negative, which is the divorce. And the more that you're making new traditions, if you have children, the more positive they come out of the holidays, feeling like, okay, we can do this. We can get through this. And you're going to feel that energy too. And overall, you're going to have a more positive experience.
I like it. And I love driving around and looking at lights. I really do. I just feel like that's such an easy activity. And especially if your kids are little and, you know, like
it's sometimes hard to find things that you can do as a single parent, because you don't want to like drag all these kids around by yourself. Throwing them in the car and driving is one of the easier activities to do on your own.
I mean, especially since it gets dark at what, 4 o'clock, and you can easily burn an hour and make it special by throwing the kids in the car and doing a drive-by. It's, you know, and not the drive-by that we're thinking of, but an actual fun, nice drive-by.
Thanks for that clarification. Yes.
No
please
problem.
Do not take your kids on the other kind of drive-by. Not during the holidays. Wait till the summer when there's more people out. Okay. Morgan, tell me about being flexible.
Okay. All right. So a lot of times what happens is if you're in the middle of a divorce, let's just talk about those, you know, the people that are doing that. You may have time frames, you know, on exchange times with the kids, or you may have things built into a court order of timing. But, you know, I mean, for lack of a better term, shit happens, especially during the holidays. And if you go into the holidays being super rigid about timing, and then you're only going to make yourself more crazy. And if you go in being flexible and saying, hey, I'm going to give the other side a little grace, and I hope they give me a little grace. And even if they don't, I'm still going to give them a little grace, because it's not so much about you dealing with the other side. It's you dealing with you. So if you know that I'm going into this flexible and whatever happens, happens, two things are going to happen to you. One is you're going to come out in a more positive mood, because when you get stuck on the negative, it just dovetails into bigger problems. And the second thing is, you're not going to show, if you have children, the negative effects of inflexibility. So if they're supposed to be there at 9 and they show up at 9:30 and you're pissed, which you have a right to be pissed, the kids are going to feed off of that. But if you say in your head, you know what, I'm going to allow a little grace just during the holidays. I am not suggesting legally to not, you know, follow court orders. That is not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying for your own mental health, flexibility is best during the holidays, because it will keep you in a better place.
I agree. And I love all the dovetailing that's going on. I don't know how
many
times
you already said dovetailing. Yeah, I know. I use that word twice. It's probably because I'm in the car and I'm driving and I have one of those winter coats on and I'm starting to get really sweaty and I don't know how to get my coat off while driving and recording a podcast. So I'm just going to sweat through it with you guys.
Don't dovetail. I feel like dovetailing could also be like hydroplaning, but not quite. Ooh. It's like a graceful hydroplane. Hydroplane. Well, you see, officer, I just hit a little bit of ice, but then I dovetailed
right into the parking spot. So I don't think I should get a ticket.
And, you know, I want to say something about what you said about being flexible. And I know you prefaced it with, you know, I'm not suggesting you do this all year round, because you don't want people to take advantage of parenting agreements and, you know, court ordered times. But I want to say something to the contrary. Let's just be a human. Let's be a human, treat your kids like humans, and treat your ex like a human. Because not only during the holidays, but also every day, things happen. Take a breath. Take a breath.
Yeah.
It's okay. Treat somebody how you would want to be treated. So there's a difference between, you know, a 15-minute grace period, especially if the other person gives you a heads up, and you know, an hour with no heads up. An hour with no heads up. Okay, that's concerning. That's an issue. But, you know, maybe the kids stayed up really late the night before because they were at a holiday party and, you know, your ex struggled with getting them out the door on time. Okay, that stuff happens. You know, that happens.
Right. And I think you want to think about it. One other thing. I think you want to think about it too, that if it happens to you, would you want that same grace and flexibility? You would. Now, I'm sure there's those people out there listening that would be like, they would never give me that. And maybe they don't, but guess what? You're the bigger person. And now you've kind of shown your kids that, especially during the holidays, that we're all going to get through this and not be so rigid.
Not to mention, it makes you feel better when you don't carry that animosity and anger inside of you. So
that's
do it for the kids and do it for you, right? Taking a breath is always going
to
be the better thing, rather than putting yourself through the agony of sending a passive aggressive text message or a message via our family wizard or whatever you're using about like somebody being late or the kids, you know, looking like they stayed up too late the night before or the kids eating too much junk food. It's the holidays. just lower the expectations a little bit and take a breath. Okay. Let's talk about family gossip.
All right. This is a fun one, right? Okay. So let's just say that you haven't taken the step towards divorce, but your family's feeling it, or maybe you've confided in a few family members about the rocky things that are happening in your relationship, or maybe you're in the middle of a divorce or the proceedings have started and obviously your family knows what's going on. First of all, nobody wants to go to holidays, have a few cocktails, and start talking about your personal business, because you don't feel comfortable if people are starting to tell you about how much they disliked your ex or what a jerk they are, or you should have seen it earlier, etc. So if you are going to the family event where you think that that may happen, especially after, you know, a few Negronis or whatever the hot cocktail of choice is, then what I suggest that my clients do is try to get in front of it. And what I mean by that is make it as nonchalant as possible, but to the point. So maybe a text, maybe an email to the group of people that you might think may cause the issue. Just really simple, like, hey, as you know, we're going through some things, or I'm going through some things, and we have this upcoming family dinner. And what I'm asking is just, if you don't bring it up, that would be very helpful for me mentally and just more enjoyable, make for a more enjoyable evening. You'd be shocked at how many family members respect that. And it kind of takes the wind out of the sails of trying to dive right into your personal business. So if you're comfortable with that approach, I would always suggest doing that just so you have a better night or nights during this holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, look, take it from what you see the good PR people doing with celebrities. Every time they're in front of a story, the story is not as exciting as something being uncovered, right? So get in front of it. Say, okay, we all know that this is what's going on. I'm happy to address it when I'm ready to address it. But tonight at family Christmas dinner, it's not the time.
Yep. And that makes one other point, which kind of goes together with this, which is there's a lot of recitals around this time. There's a lot of shows. There's holiday parties at your kid's school, you know, maybe where the grandparents show up, aunts, uncles, etc. And maybe your ex shows up too. This would be a perfect time to get in front of it with them then, because some people's family think that they're trying to rah-rah around you by being a jerk to your ex at, you know, Johnny's Christmas play, but really it just makes it more awkward. So if you set the expectation and what you're looking for them to do, then they are more than happy to follow it generally, because they feel awkward too. So if it's like, hey, I want you to come in and say hello to my ex, Sarah, don't give the stink eye and just sit there and be cordial. Most people are like, oh, thanks for giving me the playbook, like that. And they'll follow it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because they don't know what to do. They feel uncomfortable. And like what you just said before, they're trying to support you. And even though if they take a minute and think about it, they could probably realize and come to the conclusion on their own that being passive aggressive to your ex is not going to help you. Everybody's uncomfortable. Everybody's getting caught up in this stuff. So by giving them a playbook and saying, okay, guys, she might be coming to the recital. She might not. I'm not really sure. If she does, just say, hey, how are you? Happy holidays. Da 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 da. And that's it. And then if you want to text me later all the awful things that you're thinking about her, great. Send it in a private text.
Yep.
But keep it together in front of kids and other people. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you know what? And those three tips, like I said, they're not legal tips. It's not like what I would put in a court order or tell you to do in court, but they will take a lot of problems off of your attorney's plate in the future if you kind of abide by them, because they will kind of minimize the issues that may come out of the holidays. Also, they're going to keep you a lot more mentally sane. So those are my three tips, Andrea. What do you got for us?
Okay. So I'm going to take you guys on a little bit of a different journey now. My tips are for those of you who are in the moment of, oh my God, what is happening? I feel nauseous. I am sick to my stomach, whether it's because I'm already going through this divorce and I don't have my kids right now, or I do have my kids and this just feels so weird, or it's I'm not even divorced and I've got to host a group of people and I'm about to throw up and yuck, and what's going on? Am I living in a twilight zone? I can't believe that we're all supposed to be merry and bright right now, and I'm thinking of breaking apart this family. Okay, so what do you do? My tips are unorthodox, untraditional, and get ready for it. Number one, just say no. Don't go to the holiday party if you don't want to go to the holiday party. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. They don't care. I'm sorry. They don't care. If you don't go, the world will keep spinning. Now, Morgan's first tip was, or one of her tips was, distract and make plans. I'm all for that. But only make plans that you want to do. I will tell you a little peek into the mind and heart of your girl, Andrea. I'm a one-on-one person. I love one-on-one plans, and I hate groups. As you might remember from, I think it was season one of our show, where I was hyperventilating for Morgan because she was going on a girls' trip, and I was breathing into a paper bag for her. I hate groups. I hate girls' trips. I hate parties. So this would be an area where I would be backing the fuck out. If you're not like that and the parties get you going, then go to the parties. But if you don't want to go, don't go. Don't put yourself in a situation where you are going to be crying in a bathroom. Just say no. Number two, when you say no to that party, watch a Hallmark movie. Hear me out. Don't turn off this podcast. No, I don't need the laughter. I am the Jew of all Jews who can't get enough of the Christmas movies. I love them. The cheesier, the better. If this is about, I just watched one yesterday that was about an enchanted Christmas cake. And yeah, it was enchanting. And I'll tell you why I like them. I was actually thinking about the breakdown here. It's not something that typically falls into like, oh yeah, that's an Andrea thing. Here's why I think I like them. The stakes are low. Nothing bad happens. It's like peaceful background music. And when you are in a state of like, the stakes feel really high, everything sucks, everything is icky, you want to throw up, you're not going to feel that way when you're watching something where the worst thing in the world is, are they going to find the recipe for the enchanted Christmas cake or not? And will it happen in time for Christmas? It does, by the way. Everything turns out fine for them.
Every time.
But every time. Every time. And that's the other thing. You know what's going to happen. And that's what's so beautiful, is because unfortunately in real life and in your divorce, you don't know what's going to happen. So take a break from reality and watch something so sweet. Now, a lot of people will say, well, why don't you watch big movies, right? Like Christmas Vacation or Elf or Love Actually or The Holiday. I don't know, because there's something about these really cheesy ones that you haven't seen before that still just feel magical. And they're on all the time. They're on all the time. And if you don't have cable, if you got rid of cable, like much of the world, you can find these on Netflix. You can find these on Hulu. All of your streaming devices, I have checked them out. And if you're Jewish and you want to stick to Hanukkah, girl, I got you. There's plenty of Hanukkah ones. And yes, I've seen all of those. Okay. My last tip. We talk about this one all the time, but I'm going to give the holiday version. Walking and breathing. I'm a walker. When I'm feeling really anxious, I go on mental health walks. When I'm having a panic attack, I go on a walk. It helps me take deep breaths. It helps me actually exhale. I don't think we all realize how much we walk around literally holding our breath. So the holiday version of this is, if you live in an area like where we live in Chicago, where it's kind of cold outside, walking around might be more painful than it is peaceful. Walk around the perimeter of a big store. So take a Target, for example. Don't get a cart. Just walk in and just make laps around the perimeter of the store. Look at all the things. Look at the people. You could even play the 5-4-3-2-1 game, where you, in your mind, you can name 5 things you see, 4 things you hear, 3 things you smell, 2 things you can taste, and 1 thing that you can feel, or whatever version of that you want to do, right? calm your nervous system down by walking and looking and breathing. So if you are feeling really overwhelmed and you need to get out of the house, maybe you ran out of scotch tape, right? And you're wrapping presents. Go and walk. Just get out and take a breath, because you might not be in a position right now, and most of you are not, where you're like, that's it, I'm out, I'm leaving this marriage today, right now, right? Can't do that, but you can take a break. You can mall walk.
Yep.
You can target walk.
And remember, you know, we did an episode on this, and I think that the science shows, and, you know, I notice it with my clients, if you get into a panic state where you're not thinking clearly, you're so upset, you're just so anxious, it does take about 20 minutes to calm yourself down. So don't do anything for those 20 minutes. I always recommend 30. So go walk for 30 or 25, whatever you can get in. And I guarantee if you're walking and breathing, you will feel better by the end of those 30 minutes. And you'll be able to be in a place where you can make some decisions at that point.
And you know what? Listen to one of our episodes while you're walking. That might also help give you a little bit more insight. When you get back in your car and you have to go back in your house, take a breath, tell yourself, I can do this. This will not be my forever. I can do this. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, what the hell is going on with my life? Watch a Hallmark movie. It's not going to make things worse. It's not. Take a breath. You are okay. And don't force yourself into situations where you know you're going to be miserable. You don't have to go to every party. You don't have to go to every holiday PTO meeting. You don't have to go to the holiday bake sale. You can pick and choose. You can do the things that are most important. It's going to be okay. And now I want to give you some two extra things that you might not know that you can do that'll help you navigate the next few weeks. Number one, there is a free community of ours on Facebook, the How Not to Suck at Divorce community. There'll be a direct link in the show notes of that episode. Go join if you want more support. And more importantly, if you are in a position where you need to listen to these episodes in the most discreet way, meaning you don't want them downloaded to your family shared iCloud account, or you are pre-divorce and you want to make sure that no one knows that you're even listening to a show called How Not to Suck at Divorce, we have a community for you. It's over on a private channel on Patreon. Again, there'll be a direct link in the show notes to this episode. For a really small fee for $4.99 a month, which, by the way, does not come through your credit card as How Not to Suck at Divorce private community, shows up as Patreon, which is just a platform for people to get extra content from podcasts. It could be a podcast about shopping, wellness, weight loss, anything, right? You will get access to all of our episodes. The entire library of our show is available for you to listen to without a trace. We also are adding every day some videos to that channel. So there's going to be so much content for you as you navigate, what should I do? Anything else you got, Morgan?
No, I just want everyone to know that this is tough. Andrea and I always say, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Some days are going to be good days. Other days are going to be horrible days. And some days are just going to be blah. And that's okay. That's to be expected. And we are here for you at all times. If you need anything, we respond to every DM. If you ask for a referral, we always respond. What we ask of you is, if you like our show, would you please like and review us? We really appreciate when we see those coming through. And remember, the holidays are hard, but you're tougher than that, and you can get through this.
That's right, guys. And we're here for you. We'll be your hype girls. We'll be your cheerleaders. We'll be your guides. We're here to listen. We're here to support. Should you have questions, send us a DM. We are here to help you. Happy holidays, friends. You're going to be just fine. For more support, please join our private communities on Facebook and Patreon. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast is executively produced by Andrea Rappaport.